growing up as a child. In my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man living on my. Can truly say Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's alright to clap your hands.
I am on you. Is there anybody listening to me? You ever tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord, in my mother's care, no, I never will forget it. My mother told me that Joan, Jesus would always be there. Oh man, now I'm a grown man living on my. Can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Hey. I am depending on you. Sometimes I tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus, Lord.
Can
lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may wanna know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on you.
Expecting you. Catch the wave.
Just The Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So many of our Christians today, if they would admit it, they will tell you that Satan has stolen at least one thing or the other from me. You may even know of someone that used to come to church and sang their favorite song. But for some reason or another, they don't sing it anymore. I would suggest to you that Satan has come in and stolen away their song. You may know of someone that used to shout and dance all over the church. No longer do they shout and dance anymore. Well, I would suggest to you that Satan has come in, stolen away their shout, their dance, and maybe even their joy. But I want somebody that's under the sound of my voice here today, somebody that has experienced the thievery of Satan, I want you to know that I'm serving notice on the devil here today, that we're on our way down to his camp, and when we get down there, we're not coming back to take one or two things. We're not coming back to take some of the things, but I want Satan to know that when we get down there, we're coming back to take everything that is stole from us. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my name, my joy, my peace. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my name, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. Look, one day old King David came home to his city called Ziklag. While he was gone, the enemy came in, stole everything that he had. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, made up in his mind. Anybody feel like David?
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song, my dance,
my
joy, and my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. Look at here. Now we all know that Satan only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I must admit, there have been times when he's taken away my joy. But I'm serving notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack, and I'm on my way down to his camp, and I'm taking my property back. Devil,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back, everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my soul, so I can dance, my joy, so I can have some peace. I'm taking it back,
I'm taking it back,
I'm taking it back,
I'm taking it back,
yes, I'm taking it back, but first I'm gonna make a new
release
of everything that is stolen from me. Then I'm gonna take a little trip down to the enemy's camp, and I wanna know something. Does anybody wanna go? Anybody wanna go with me? Right in.
I'm taking it back.
Look him dead in the eye.
I'm taking it back.
Said I'm gonna walk right in.
I'm taking it back.
give me back my song, my dance, my joy, and my peace. I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me.
Very pleasant. Good morning to you. It is 13 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure to come to you to play some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. That was the sound of Brother Darrell Lester. And many of you know Brother Darrell Lester. He is one of the original singers with the sensational Nightingales, along with Brother JoJo Wallace. All right, well, we are so grateful to bring to you more gospel music all the way up today to 5 o'clock today, and want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television broadcast today at 4 o'clock p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on Channel 25. And if you want to catch it and you're out of state, you can live stream us at 4 o'clock. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. That's DeKalb25.com for the top 10 video countdown of the month. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music right here from your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
Talk about the name of the Lord tonight. The righteous run into it and they are safe. God is so great that one name won't describe it. You can call him Jehovah, El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth, but his name is great and greatly to be praised. So if you know that name, lift up your voice, lift up a shout, and declare the name of Jesus.
Yeah. award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you, and welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host again, the anointed one, and want to thank you so much as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you for catching the wave. All right, well, look, many of you know Brother P.J. Morton, and those ladies, they are awesome, huh? Talking about it must get better. It's got to get better. And you know one way you can participate to make things better is to pray. And, you know, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. But when we come together in unity, praying, touching, and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, when you call on Jesus, if you're out in an open space around people and you holler out Jesus, it's going to get everybody's attention. There's something about the name of Jesus that gets people attention. For many of them may not even know who Jesus is, don't even have a relationship with him, but they heard the name, they know the name, and they know he is real. They may not proclaim he's real, but they know he's real. Believe me, they know he's real. And so today, on this glorious day that God has allowed you to see, there is a young boy, a young girl that's out there. They don't have anyone to speak words of love and kindness and encouraging them that there is a way that it can get better for them. And you could be that person today that if you walk into the midst of a grocery store or you're in a shopping center and you see someone out on the streets or inside of the store, just giving them a kind word could change their entire life. You can start the conversation off just asking, are you having a great day today? And you can go from there. Or you can just say, well, look, God bless you, sister. You know, you are a beautiful person. And I don't know what it is about you, but I just want to encourage you today that God's going to bless you. There you go. And see, when you start off walking and meeting a person like that, even though they might have had some experiment or ran into a difficult situation earlier that day, they might run into it later that day, but by that word that you share, it's going to reflect back to their memory and remembering what you spoke to them that encouraged them to look forward. So look, today go out with a day of victory that you're going to be able to witness to somebody that they're going to ask, what must I do to be saved? I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure as we continue for the very best in gospel music. It's right at the bottom of the hour, 11:30 a.m.
Hey, come on. Yeah.
you're a sinner, and if you are living in sin, you need to go down on your knees and tell the Lord, Lord, have mercy, please. Jesus, he's listening
all night long.
I know that he's listening
all night long.
I know he's listening
all night long.
He wants to hear
some sinners pray.
He's a listening. God is listening. Every time I call on the Lord, he heard my cry, minute my every groan. I know he's listening. Every time they told lies on me, I told the Lord, and he heard my cry. Every time they call me everything but a child of God, he was right there.
Minutes before the hour of 12 noon. That's the sounds of the late, great Howard Slim Honey, the Supreme Angels. And now, here's the sounds of Hobby Watkin Jr. and the Canton Spiritual.
But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching. in God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Till I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. It's in my heart. Because it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Lord.
Way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, darling. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. Cause it ain't in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Ooh,
it's in my heart.
Way down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
That's where it is.
It's
all
in my heart.
The reason I sing.
Through your speakers. Turn it up, baby.
Yeah, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walk in Jerusalem. Just let me tell that I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem. Just like John.
Well, John says the city just for square.
Walk in Jerusalem. Just like John.
Just like
I'm walking Jerusalem, just like
can use them just like them.
If you make those steps out,
be walking to the room just like them.
A few months ago, about two
Dollar blade ran in the back of my left leg. Cut it all They rushed me to the hospital yard. And after the surgery, the doctor told my mom and daddy, said if they would have hit one more artery, y'all, they was gonna have to cut my left leg off. But one thing that doctor didn't know, it was already done. Yeah, 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 it was already done. So whatever problem that you may have in your life, I wanna let you know.
God is right there by your side. This is what he said. God said, I'll be there for you, hold you in my arms, run you through the storms of your life. He said, I'll be there for you, hold you in my arms, run you through the storms of your life. Oh. Said you're dealing with some things that's causing you pain. You know that you can call me. Well, I gave you my word that your cries would be heard. Don't hesitate to call me. Oh, I'll be there. Yes, I will.
By your side, I'll be there.
Tonight, all of you.
That's the William Brothers. We've got more just like that. We'll be right back with more music right after the station ID.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
We are right at about 2 minutes after the hour of 12 noon on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank you once again for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. I want to remind those of you coming up a little later, more great gospel music all the way up to 5 o'clock today. And you can also make sure you tune in every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. We have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday.
He will finish the work that he started in you. Just believe. Just believe.
There's so much in my past I've overcome. So much in my future I haven't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. You'll see. nothing's too difficult for the one who started it. He'll finish.
To every person that's watching this morning, you have got to become what God has designed you to be. There's something special on the inside of you, and it's time to give birth. Pregnant possibility. Say it, y'all.
Pregnant possibility.
Now birthing. Now birthing.
Now
birthing. Anew. Sometimes it hurts a little bit. Travail.
To obtain it,
for it must come to pass. Come to pass. So we use authority. I decree it. Who said? Declare it. Say it. Say it.
And we call it.
From the spirit to the earth.
To become
what God designed. Camera, promise. Now tell them your future. Tell them.
Your
promise to say it.
Your promise
shall be fulfilled.
Shall be
fulfilled. My brother, my sister, yes, you.
Shall obtain it.
That thing God placed on the inside of you. For it must.
Declare it.
And we call in the spirit.
And call it.
It's time.
talking to this morning. You are my brother.
With God designed you to be.
Look at somebody and say, you are. Tell them.
You are.
I'm talking to a sister this morning. You're going through a storm. But don't give up. Tell him you are.
You are
what God designed. It's something special in you. Don't throw in the towel. No matter what you see, no matter what you feel.
You are.
Hebrew children was in a fire, hotter than it ought to be. Just like you delivered them, Father, I know you deliver me. Oh, Lord, I'm calling you, Father. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Please, Father, stand by me.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you for being the same God today that he was on yesterday. Being the same God today that he will be forevermore, because every new day that he allow me to see, he is the righteous God. He is the holy God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is our healer. He is our miracle worker. He is our deliverer. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that don't change. He one day he's not this and the next day that, but I tell God thank you that he is the same. He is the righteous God. He is the God that whatever we need him to be, if it's his will, he will be. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for his son Jesus coming and going on the cross for all mankind. He didn't have no particular people, but he came that we might have the right to the tree of life. When we were yet sinners, he loved us. When we were yet sinners, he kept us. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus and his Holy Ghost power being the comforter that came when Jesus went back. But if we look at the word of God, the Holy Ghost have been here since the beginning. If we go back to Genesis in the first chapter, verse 2, I believe it said he was going to and fro. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost, because he can comfort. He will be there. He will groan on our behalf. He will intercede on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for being the Heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved and left your Holy Ghost power here in the name of Jesus to comfort, to teach, to lead, and to guide. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I thank you for covering us with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for keeping your angels in camp round about us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for holding back the hands of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for fighting the battle for me, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for fighting the battle for your disciples in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name. I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, those that need comfort in God. Move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that have lost loved ones, God, and they feel like they've been left alone, God, I ask you to comfort, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them know in your word you said that you wouldn't leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to strengthen those that are weak, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you guide the surgeon's hands on today, God, those that are receiving surgery, God. I speak your miracle-working power, your healing power, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are incarcerated, God, I ask in your Son Jesus' name that you transform their minds and conform their will to your will, God. Oh, Father God, let them call on you, God. Let them repent in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your pastors throughout the land, God. Those that are standing on your word, those that are living your word, those that are doing your word, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you strengthen them, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, continue to order the steps, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless in the name of Jesus. I ask that you provide in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless, dear God. You know where it's needed at, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. I thank you for all things great and small. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God. I tell God, thank you for being the God that never, ever changes. He is holy. He is righteous. He is the powerful God. He is the same God that was in the beginning. He is the same God that will be in the end. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that worked miracles in the name of Jesus. When we lean to our own understanding and we don't follow him, we are erring and we're going against the word of God. But when we trust God and look to him for everything that we need, I tell God thank you just for being God. I give him glory because God has proven himself that he will answer prayer. And I tell God thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. Third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and go in prayer with us. You can leave when you finish praying. If you desire to stay, you can. Third Tuesday, as I said, we don't have Bible study, but I encourage you to go in the Word wherever you are because it's the Word of God that strengthens us. It's the Word of God that heals. It's the Word of God that leads and guides. And I tell God, thank you for all things. And we thank God for Pastor Austin coming to join us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. And we ask you to continue to come and join us as the man of God, bring forth the word of God. And yours truly come on the second and fourth Tuesdays and on Thursdays. But if God give you a word and we come together, and I know that God have said you are more than welcome to come. And we have babies at Christian Life that are producing books and penning books, and I want them to come and continue to talk about what God have given them to pen. And we tell God, thank you for all things And if God give you a word, if you have penned a book and you so desire to come and talk about that book, you are more than welcome, because, see, as we come together, the word of God let us know that we got to be there for each other. It's not about me, but I want my Heavenly Father to get all of the glory. And as he gets all of the glory from our lives and we worship and praise him, I tell God, thank you for the strength that comes from him. As we come back on today, we're going to about what it means when the word of God say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I tell God, thank you for being the God that is always there when we need him. He is the God that will not leave us. He is the God that won't let go of us. And he is the God that will not abandon us. We're going to find in our lives, in the physical, that man might abandon us. And when I say man, I'm talking about male and female. But one thing that I do know is that our Heavenly Father will never, ever leave or abandon us. Have you ever said, I don't feel your presence, God. Where are you, God? But I want you to know that God will never leave us. He won't step away from us. He will not abandon us. If you don't feel his presence, if you don't know that he is there, don't look at God and put it on him. Look at yourself, because he said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We're going to find that there are times in our life that we'll step away from him. He already let us know that we can't put nothing or anybody else before him. He let us know in his word that he is our strength. He let us know that when we're going through, that we don't have to be afraid. We do not have to be discouraged, because he is right there with us, leading and guiding us and fighting the battle as we go. As we have already said, he let Jacob know that he was there for him. He let Joshua know that I'm there for you. He also let Solomon know that I'm there for you. And as we live a holy and righteous life, and we live the word, and we are doers of the word, God will never leave us or forsake us. We find that not only is God there for us, he let us know that Jesus Christ affirmed that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will be there for those that follow him always. I tell God, thank you for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go here, but the Holy Ghost of God will speak in the name of Jesus and let you know that, no, you don't need to go there. He might not come and speak it verbally in your ears, but when the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, he will let you know that now is not the time and that is not the place for you to go. And if we are true sons of God and we are following God and doing what he said, we're going to be obedient until the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell God, thank you. We find that Jesus told his disciples that he would be with them to the very end. He didn't say, I will be with you sometime. I'll be with you part of the way. But he let them know that he would be with them until the end of days. I tell, thank you for his son, Jesus. Jesus let Joshua know that he would never leave him. And as a believer of God, this day, I know for surety that that he would never leave me. This journey is personal, babies. Only what you do for Christ will determine where you spend eternity. As we look at our target verse, Hebrews 13, verse 5, I tell God, thank you. The word of God said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And one thing that I'm so glad of is that as long as I hold on to Jesus, I know that he will provide everything that I need. I know that as long as I hold on to Jesus and walk in righteousness, that he would never leave me or forsake me. One thing that I do know, as I hold on to Jesus, and I'm a doer of the word and not a hearer only, that he will be right by my side. And I tell God, thank you. I'm so glad that I know that God would never abandon me. He would never desert me. And one thing that I know, he won't desert you. He won't abandon you. Sometimes we might find ourselves in the valley, but I want you to know that Jesus is in the valley when we go there. If we are on top of the mountain, he's still there with us. And I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you, that as a believer, God made us a promise. He made a promise that no, he wouldn't leave us or forsake us. And I'm so glad that God is not a God that will lie. Man will lie and be deceitful. God will not lie. As we stand on the word of God and do what he say to do, and we honor his son, Jesus, he will be right there with us. Jesus went on the cross for us. No man could do what he did for us. But I tell God, thank you, that when he went on the cross, he took on the assignment of his Father that no man could do but him. If we look at Matthew 27, verse 46, the word of God says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he was there suffering for us and on our behalf. I tell God, thank you, that see, he felt like God has stepped away from him. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let me know that he experienced separation from God. I tell God, thank you, that he did it on our behalf, those that were sinners. And I tell God, thank you, for his son, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. Nobody could do that for us but him. I tell God, thank you, and he gives himself as a ransom for sinners. I tell God, thank you, for him, Jesus, being the one who knew no sin. He didn't. But God made him sin for us that we might have the right to eternal life. I tell God, thank you for his sin. That as we stand on the word of God, he would never leave us or forsake us. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, he felt like God had separated himself and forsaken him. And he did, he was, for that moment, because he took on our sins. I tell God, thank you, nobody else could do it but him. That's why I'm so glad that I know that I can call on the name of Jesus. I can call on my Heavenly Father's name. I can call on the Holy Ghost, knowing that they are there for me always. Whether I'm in the valley, whether you're in the valley, whether everything is going okay, we can call on him and he is right there. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved us so much that he went on the cross. And as we are those that trust in him and believe in him, we know for surety that he will not abandon us. Even when we were sinners, he was there offering salvation to us. And I tell God, thank you, that the day that I turn from my sins and turn unto him, I tell God, thank you, that if it were not for him going on the cross for me, I wouldn't be free from sin. I would still be a slave to sin. But when he went on the cross, I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved us so much that he came to free us from sin. I thank God for all that he has done and that he is still doing. Man will desert us and walk away from us, but I'm so glad to know that Jesus will never leave or forsake us. I thank God for all that he does. If we look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, one thing that I do know is that because he loves, he did take on our sins. When we were yet sinners, he loved. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 say, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sins, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That was Jesus who was made sin for us, that we, the sinners, might be made the righteousness of God in him. We couldn't do it on our own, but God's son Jesus made it possible. And I tell God, thank him for his son Jesus. As we became sons of God, it wasn't nothing that we did, but Jesus made it possible. Not Satan, but Jesus made it possible for God to justly forgive sinners. And I tell God, thank you. Because, see, if Satan had his way, he wouldn't have let go. But when you confess with your mouth who Jesus is and that he died and went on the cross for us and you believe it, the word of God let us know, then you are saved. But you got to truly believe it. And I thank God for his son Jesus coming. When we gave our life to him, we didn't turn our backs on him, he is still there. He would never leave us or forsake us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God that looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed him? When we were yet sinners, doing what we thought we were big enough to do, the Holy Ghost of God was interceding on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. His son Jesus was there. Yeah, he was. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. I tell God, thank you. If we look at Galatians 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us. That he, nobody else could do it. He didn't ask nobody to step in, but he did it. He redeemed us from the curse of the law and being made a curse for us because he loved. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. As we stand on the word of God and we live the word, I tell God, thank you, that if we live right and we live holy, holiness without, no man shall see God. I tell God, thank you for forgiving us for our sins. Because God would never leave us or forsake us, we don't have to be afraid of Satan. As God have redeemed us through his son Jesus, I know for a surety he won't forsake me. He won't leave you. He's there for us. When we call on him, he is there. He can come to you. He can come to them. He can go over there for those. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. When we serve God, we don't have to be afraid of no man. Don't have to be afraid of Satan. If we look at Hebrews 13, verse 6, the word of God says, so that ye may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. As the Lord is our helper, I tell God, thank you, that no matter what circumstances come, we don't ever have to fear that God will desert us or that God will forsake us, because he is there for us at all times. He may not do it the way that we want him to do it, but I'm so glad to know that he won't forsake us. He didn't just start being the God who would not forsake, but even in the beginning, he was the God that was there for mankind. If we look at Joshua 1, verse 5, it said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of their life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So as God was with Moses, as God was with Joshua, God is with us this day, and I tell God, thank you. He won't leave us or forsake us. We don't have to fear, because I know for surety that God will be there for me. He will be there for you and you and you. We can trust in God with all our heart, with all our minds and our body. And I tell God, thank you. Not only can we trust in him, he is our helper. He can do what no man can do. And I tell God, thank you for being the one who helps and protects us. I thank God for his son Jesus being the one who is always there, no matter what we may go through, babies. I want you to know that God is there. He won't forsake us. If you don't feel his presence, if you don't think he hears you, don't think that he has stepped away. check out your walk and your relationship, because he already let us know that I won't leave thee or forsake thee. One last scripture, Psalms 118, verses 6 and 7. He said, I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do for me. And I added verse 5, yeah, I did. Because he said, I called upon the Lord. That's letting us know that you got to call upon him. And verse 7 said, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. See, God's chosen people are covered by him. He will come to their rescue. He will put our enemy under our feet. I tell God thank you for being a covering for his chosen vessels. The word of God let us know that many are called, but few are chosen. And if you are a chosen vessel, chosen by God, God is your helper. God is your strength. God is the one that will fight the battle for you. I thank God for him being the one that would never, ever leave me or forsake me. Don't have to text him. Don't have to call him on the phone. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Say, God. God, I thank you. He's always there, babies. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't let you go. He won't abandon you. He's there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Better quiet and they could sing real. And there was an old deacon band. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Heard the old man say, and y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on aside. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day, next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about him. Did anybody see the old man? Look at here. Is anybody hearing from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized him, boy, they would. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration of choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays.
forgive me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right if I let him sing, let me hear you say yeah.
Dad, you know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white suit. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
What? I'm here to stay. Wanna be your day.
You know it's just like fire. When I felt it, it felt
Not my father, not my father, not my father. If you want it, you can have it. I'm on in, fellas.
love too long. I've been in the storm too long. Lord, too long.
Won't you tell me that I'll be home? Tell the angels I'm on my way to go up there. I'll sing. Tell the angels just to make home. Won't you tell me that I'll be there? Tell the angels that I'm on my way to go and I'll be a y'all listening. Say it again. Tell the angels, I'm on my way. Won't you tell them that I'll be home? Tell the angels that I'm on my way. Up there, I'll sing. Tell the angels just to be home. Won't you tell them that I'll be there? Gets hard to bear. My friends, they all had left me. Can't find peace nowhere. Tired, lost, sick and worried. My little soul is feeling bad. But one day, church, I'm going away. And I'm going up there to stay.
Can I sing one more time right here? on in.
In love.
Let me sing one verse right here, right now. Lord's love woke me up early this morning. It was his love that started me on my way. Oh Lord, let me tell you what I did. Put my trust in Jesus. I know that Lord will see me through.
Another level in 2019. Catch the wave.